We're staying in France for the next few minutes to hear about a true crime story known as the Jacques Fesch affair. Jacques Fesch was the wayward son of a Paris businessman. He was convicted of murdering a policeman and executed by guillotine in 1957. Now there's a new twist to the tale as Jacques' son seeks a posthumous pardon from the French state. Emma Jacobs has the story from Paris.
Gerard Fesch didn't learn that his father was a notorious murderer until he turned 40. Gerard grew up in foster care, his records sealed. He only knew his mother's first name, Thérèse.
À chaque fois j'ai recherché mes origines, je me suis toujours posé des questions, mais pourquoi m'abandonner, pourquoi...
Every time I tried to look into my past, I would come up with possible theories for why I had been abandoned. I suspected I might uncover something unpleasant, but I never imagined this.
That his father was Jacques Fesch, one of the last men to be executed in France. He was a man who was uncomfortable in his own skin, says Gerard. By the time he was 24, Fesch had a wife and a daughter and a pregnant mistress. But he wanted to escape it all and sail to Tahiti. He asked his father for the money for a boat, but his father refused. So to finance his plan, Fesch got a gun and tried to rob a currency dealer, who was also a friend of his father's.
Enfin bref, ça se passera très mal. Le hold-up échoue, enfin complètement.
The hold-up went very, very wrong. He was chased and it ended finally with him shooting and killing a policeman.
The crime made headlines. The officer's funeral procession was on TV news. All the papers followed Fesch's trial. But what came out later was Fesch's spiritual awakening in prison. He had become a devout Catholic, so devout that his letters and journals were published after his death in 1957 and became widely read in France. He composed his most famous line the night before his execution. In 5 hours, he wrote, "I will see Jesus." Gerard hadn't heard of Jacques Fesch until a friend gave him an article about him. Gerard picked it up late one night and started reading.
C'est juste à la fin que Jacques Fesch aurait eu un enfant qui se prénomme Gérard.
Right at the end, the article mentioned that Jacques Fesch had a child named Gérard with a young woman, Thérèse. But this child has been abandoned and no one knew where he was. At that point, I started to wonder.
The next day, he called the journalist who wrote the piece. And that was the beginning of a long process. A DNA test eventually proved that he was the son of Jacques Fesch, which allowed him to legally adopt his name. Gerard also found out other things about his father's life, like that he played the trumpet, like Gerard did. He said it's all been a dizzying journey.
Enfin, c'est pas banal quand même, avec un père qui a été guillotiné.
It's not every day you find you had a father who was guillotined, and today they want to beatify him.
Jacques Fesch's spiritual awakening in prison was considered so stunning and his writing so moving that the French Catholic Church petitioned the Vatican to make him a saint. That process has been going on for decades. Since his personal discovery, Gerard has collected piles of material about his father, including letters he receives regularly now from people touched by his writings.
Il y avait ce chanteur très très connu, etc., qui est décédé il y a pas très longtemps.
There was this very well-known French singer diagnosed with cancer. Several months before he died, he sent me a note saying my father had helped him a lot and that he was truly a saint.
At the moment, Gerard is more interested in getting his father a pardon from the French state.
Demander une réhabilitation, c'est peut-être essayer de montrer Jacques Fesch.
Maybe it's to try to show Jacques Fesch was not just an assassin, the person who had killed, but that 60 years later, we're still talking about him. He's still here. He helps people, frankly, and helps people find comfort.
For Gerard Fesch, there's comfort in knowing who his parents are. He says he met his mother, Thérèse, once before her death, but it didn't go all that well. And ultimately, he said he's come to feel much closer to his father, who he never met. He said he doesn't go a day without thinking about him. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.